Good afternoon, everyone, and to you who are attending this worship service over the internet, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. The day before yesterday, a gospel concert called Kokoro Gospel was held. God is our praise and worship groups mightily, and people were touched by the Lord through their songs. Because they had prayed quite a while for this concert. I've been feeling that through praise and worship, greater things will start to happen, like healing and salvation. Now we have an orchestra. Now we have some musical instrument players. These were all told beforehand by the Lord. And I'm glad to see this happening. It will keep on developing until the end of the days, I believe. And in the future, there will come a day when people cannot secure a ticket for this concert, for our concert. I believe that it will become this popular. Yesterday, in Koriyama, we decided upon for the people who will build the building for the child care center. They will start building it in May. And the building will be accomplished by August. But of course, we need more things. We need furniture and other equipment. But in any case, we've come so far and we'd like to give thanks to God. At the same time, I find it interesting that it all started out with a trial. A well-known enterprise said they would support our work of orphanage. This is what I understood. But then later they started to say that they didn't have a burden for that. So I didn't know what would happen. But As God's plans start with the troubles and trials, I thought God would work through it and He would surely accomplish His work. A few weeks ago, as I told you, we're entering the next stage of the work of this church. And quite a few people have been having great problems and trouble, which they had never experienced before. 70-80% of our church members said that. When such things happen, it is important for these problems to be solved. It is important for diseases to be healed. But we need to understand what God is trying to do through all these. And as I said, I started to bleed in my stomach. I thought maybe I had a cancer. My blood pressure became very high. So high that doctor said it would be dangerous for me to, if the blood pressure kept so high. But God is saying that He's getting us ready for His work of the next stage. So we need to give 100% of our energy for God's work. Besides, there are some other things which are new to us, which will start to be unfolded. So we need to be prepared for them too. Up till now, we hadn't reached this stage where things will start to be fulfilled. God's promises will start to be fulfilled. So we need to understand that and be ready. Then we will be able to see our God's great glory manifest. And we've been told that in Cambodia, they haven't been having enough money to manage the orphanage. It isn't that we now have less offerings. This is caused due to the exchange rate, the Japanese yen being weak. So we sent the same sum of money from Japan, but what they get in Cambodia is less than usual. Please keep this in mind. Besides, a mission team will be sent to Cambodia. And when we go there, we'd like to hold a sukiyaki party. Well, of course, we'll pay for that, not the orphanage. This is what I've been hoping to do.
ね、あの個人、の場合結構ね歌が上手いんですって。
And I hear that quite a few children sing very well.
すぐできなかったとしても、3大会やってね、1位かなんか決めて、そしてね、それを、
if the,
白馬大会かなんかに送ってく
れると。They will. If they're willing, would like to hold a gospel concert there or contest there. And we'd like to bring the best singers or the best groups to Japan, to our Hakuba camp, to our gospel concert contest. God's work is being pushed forward throughout the world, including Cambodia. And regarding God's work in Czecho,
Czech,
sorry, well, it's about e-books. We make e-books. We can sell them just anywhere very easily. So please pray for that. And this time, about Jack, in June, a mission team will be sent. And there we will meet a pastor who is in Prague, and we will talk about various things. And we will meet there a Polish vessel of the Lord. We expect that God's work will advance. And in August, from a Polish church, a missionary will come and spend a month in August in Japan. Let's look forward to what God does. And let's get back to the Bible, today's scripture verse, Psalm 105, verse 19. Till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. This is about Joseph. Till what he foretold came to pass. Means till what God foretold came to pass. Joseph had a dream, and in his dream, God told him that he would be great. And this passage talks about this incident. And eventually, Joseph will become number two of Egypt, then the greatest kingdom in the world. He was placed second to Pharaoh. But after all, as Pharaoh didn't do anything, he had the title, but all the work was done by Joseph, who was number two. So he was the greatest in the world. God brings to us the very best in each field to our church. For example, he brought us the mother of Pastor Cho Dong-gi, who taught us a great deal about early morning prayer sessions, overnight prayer sessions, praying in tongues, etc. And he also brought to our church Reverend Merlin Carruthers, which was God's chosen vessel to preach praise and thanksgiving. And getting back to Joseph, regarding the word of God, we need to examine if it is truly from God or not. But Joseph, when he received the word of God, he believed. If you are one of those who cannot believe easily what is told, it's all right, because Gideon was like that. But in any case, we need to believe in the word of God. I often hear people say, I wonder if I'm right. I wonder if I am wrong. This is not what the Bible says. All curses have been taken away from us thanks to the cross of Christ Jesus. When God gives us His word, of course it needs to be examined if it is really from Him or not. But if it is from Him, we need to believe. In the early history of our church, God told us through prophecies that we would go out. We would go throughout the world. When these words were given to us in our church, there were only weird people. We didn't have money. And these people, our people, went to Seikei Seminary Institute, and there they boasted that they would eventually go to the United States or go to various places in the world. People around them wouldn't believe them. But look what we are doing now. We got hold of the Word of God, and now we've been to various places in the world on mission. And it is God who told us to start the work of orphanage. We did. And look what we've seen. This world had started to look at us in a different way. And regarding the healing of my son Benjamin, first there was the word of God. God said that He would heal him. Well, my son Benjamin suffered from brain damage. But God said that He would heal him. We believed it. And now he's completely healed. And I was very weak. Quite often I bled in the stomach. But God told me that He would heal me. So I believed it. I got hold of that word. And I was healed. What do you think about your future? Do you think good things will happen in the future or not?
If
you think good things will happen in the future, and if you believe in the word of God, it will surely come true. Well, in my family, I am the eldest. I am the eldest child in my family. The eldest child tends not to believe in what people tell them, tell him or her. Quite different from other children, like the second or the third.
And
when God started to use prophecy in this church, I didn't quite believe what was being said. Especially about good things. Although I bled in the stomach recently, I think I will live up till in my 80s or maybe in my 90s. This is what I think after I've prayed. Some people, well, there are some pastors, aged pastors in our church. They keep saying that they want to quit this job. They like to retire from the position of a pastor. But Moses, when Moses started to work for God, he was 80 years old. It's not old at all in the sight of God. God prepares the very best for you. And Joseph believed it. Joseph believed what God told him. Believing means standing by faith. When I was younger, I didn't know that what is important was to exercise my faith. I didn't quite understand this principle quickly. So in a way, I spent a lot of time in vain, so to speak. I'm saying this to you now because I do not want you to spend time in vain. In Japan, there's a saying that there's no medicine to cure an idiot. But there's certainly no medicine for those who do not believe. Nothing can be done to these people. Christians without faith is like non-Christians. And yet, when we are Christian and when we have faith, we have the help of God. Christians are helped by God. But we need to believe that as we lead our everyday life, sometimes we think and act as if God does not exist. It is a problem for us because believing is essential. That is the point for us.
ある方はね、私、最高血圧204、ね、知るって、ね、インターネットが書いてありましたね。ね、そして最低血圧120。
Well, some people, when they learn that I had 204, and at the highest and at the lowest, 120, regarding my blood pressure. Some people said it is very dangerous. Some people could die from that. But this is a starting point for me. Starting point for the new phase of God's work. And this is my turning point when I need to change my way of my ways of working for God.
そうなんですよね。だから読んでくださいね。はい。それで信じる。
So we need to believe.
皆さんが偉くなるということじゃなくて、皆さんを通して主がどうなされる。
I'm not saying that you will be great. I'm saying that God will use you. God will do His work through you. You need to be ambitious. No matter how old you are, no matter what situation you are in this life, we need to believe the Word of God. We don't get we're not ambitious for nothing. We have the Word of God. We have our church has a worldwide network. You may not know this, but when Reinhold Bonnke came to Japan, it is God used us. We asked Reverend Benjamin to get in touch with the Reverend Reinhold Bonnke and asked him to come to Japan. We have a worldwide network. So what is important is to believe in the Word of God. When we do that, God will open a way before us. When I was a student, and when I had to take an exam in French, I memorized all the texts. But when I opened the paper, all the questions were written in French, and I didn't understand a word of it. So, believing that God would give me good points, God, my professor would let me pass that exam. I wrote all that I had learned. And sure enough, my professor gave me a passing point, and I passed the exam. But even if we believe, quite often various problems arise. Look at Joseph and what happened to him. When a Christian tries to obey God, various things, problems start to arise. But if we keep on believing, if we keep on obeying God, we see God work. It is very interesting to see how God works. When I was a child, at a certain theme park, amusement park, they brought a jet coaster. It was very exciting to ride it.
It is
just like that. Life is very exciting when we obey God. But of course, the enemy works so that we start doubting God's promise, so that we start thinking that whatever has been said would never come to pass. Joseph went through terrible things. And yet, Joseph stood upon the promise of God, and he kept exercising his faith. This is the point. If we keep on exercising our faith regarding the word of God given to us, we will see his victory. Even if we lose his promise, we will eventually go up to heaven. We will be blessed. But if we keep on believing, we will see God's plan come to pass. Believing the word of God, keeping standing upon his word, and persevering by faith. So the points are believing the word of God and persevering by faith. So please persevere by faith. Persevering by faith means to remain in the word of God, to stand upon the word of God. Please keep this in mind. Heavenly Father, please work in each one of us and reveal your work and glory. Some people have been making declarations of faith in the wrong way. They need to declare things according to God's will, according to God's word. Well, there is someone who keeps who will see God's plan come to pass if this person keeps on standing upon his word. Now let us pray for the healing of each one of us. Please pray for your own healing. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here with us. Please deliver us and heal us. The spirit of illness, be gone. Each one of us, be healed, be healed, be healed. I declare the healing of each one of us. A person suffered from much perspiring. This person has been healed of that. We give you thanks and pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
聖霊の親しき交わりが私たち一同ともに常しえにありますように。アメン。どうぞお座りください。
Please be seated.